It was a really tense time around Charlottesville, and it was a really confusing time, just because there was so much. It was so strange that something like this could happen in such like a tight-knit community that UVA is and that Charlottesville is. And there's such a community of trust around everything around there, and it was just such a strange time. Right after it happened, I mean, I think that was part of the confusion, is nobody really knew what happened. It was assumed that Morgan had left this concert and then had just disappeared after leaving the concert, and that was all we knew at the time. And there was reports that she had possibly been hitchhiking or was picked up by a stranger, but nobody really knew anything, and that was what a lot of the confusion was about, I think. Of course, they gave a description of what she was wearing. I'm aware of the band Pantera, and I was at the time, but I was not a fan of theirs, or I didn't know much about their music, but I knew they existed. And I'm sure that, especially people, since she disappeared from a Metallica concert, I'm sure that a lot of those people were very familiar with the band. I passed by the shirt, and it was just obviously spread out across the bush where I saw it, and it was right in front of my apartment building, directly in front of my neighbor, who was in a metal band. It was right in front of his apartment, and at first I didn't think much of it, because it was not rare for people to hang their clothes out on their balcony and all these things to let them dry and such. Our building didn't have a very good washer and dryer, so it wasn't uncommon to see just clothes hanging on banisters and such. I did it myself often, and I didn't think much of it until later that evening. I was driving to Richmond and remembered that they had given the description of the shirt, and that pretty much matched the description of the shirt I had seen, not exactly, but it was enough for me to question that maybe the authorities needed to be alerted to it. I called my roommate, who was still at the apartment. I asked him to go outside and see if the shirt was still there, and it was, and he then called the authorities. It seemed odd that it was in that state, and I think at the time I had said that I thought it could have been a joke, it could have been anything. It was just too obvious, I thought, for it to have actually been anything, and then it turned out to be to the contrary. We were contacted by... I can't recall the officer's name, but it was someone in the police department told us that it didn't match the DNA of Morgan Harrington, and then they told us that it was related to another case in Fairfax, and that's how we first found out about that. That was crazy, because then they had the description of the man from the Fairfax case. And, you know, when we first heard that it was connected to a different case, we thought, you know, maybe they would have an ID or identity of the person who perpetrated the case there, but they still had no ID, just a description. And I think we were just very surprised that it actually did match her DNA, especially because, like I said, the way it was placed and all these other circumstances, it seemed very strange. And we just didn't actually think it would have been anything. We just, you know, wanted to report it just for the sake of reporting it in case it could have been something, but we really didn't think it was. And it was just wild that it actually ended up being her shirt. No, I haven't been contacted by any investigators or officers since then. Well, I mean, I really don't think using the word happy is appropriate in any of these circumstances, but I would say that I'm happy that if this does lead to a conviction of the person who did it, then I would be happy in that case, because whoever did these terrible things to these women needs to be punished.